Right now on VFN TV, I don't know if you know this or not, but there was racial riots in the 70s at a school, a high school called Escambia High School in Pensacola on the Gulf Coast. A lot of people haven't talked about it. The story never really got fulfilled, but guess what? Pensacola West Side Story. It began a story that we're going to talk to you about that was amazing to be able to fix, at least begin a new conversation about what has to happen right now on VFN TV.
Light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, is joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
It's a very, very meaningful program, of course, today. Every one of them is meaningful to us, but there's something that happened in the community on the Gulf Coast, in the Pensacola area, Escambia County area. In the 70s, this happened all over the place, but in the 70s.
Almost 40 years ago.
And with that, there was all these racial tensions going on. I mean, I talked about Martin Luther King was assassinated. There was a lot of inequality in America.
Marches,
Malcolm X type focus. And then you had the, Dr. Martin Luther King who were ministering, walking in peace and signing the commitments and all that. And so it was just all over the place, but America was being confronted with, like, you've got to deal with these injustices that are taking place. And today we look back and we think, how could that even be? But it's always like that. It's easier to look back at history and ask, but it's better to understand it was and celebrate that it's not anymore. But sometimes stories never got finished.
Yeah.
And in this particular school, it was called Escambia High School, still is. In the 70s, it got so tense there. And one of the reasons why it got tense, in addition to having this national conversation, the school had a rebel flag, was called the Rebels. There was their name. Like every school has a
mascot
name, and it was the Rebels. And if you didn't understand, if you read the Confederate Constitution, it said very specifically what that was about. You know, that's a true history. But it said specifically it had to do with slavery was part of that, the reason why the war was going on. And, you know, of all the things that probably needed to change at that time was, okay, we need to rename this,
this
mascot,
down.
Right. And so some wanted it, some didn't want it, and it looked like more of the parents probably were more involved in it than the kids. So all of a sudden, one day the kids are all friends, and the next day they're divided. And
wasn't there a song too, a Dixie song, something like that?
I don't remember. That probably was. My sister was going there at that particular time at that school. And they had to bring police officers out there to be able to have people watch over them. And that I remember my sister was walking through. They had some, this was before code. So they had one hallway that was so small that you could barely walk down it by yourself. And there was two guys in front of her, two African-American guys in front of her. And she was behind them. And somebody, you know, who was, mean and hateful or whatever, started coming down the hallway. So those guys were in front of her, turned around, almost ran over trying to get out of there.
Right? Bless your heart.
And well, bless their heart too. It's like, that's a high school. Why would, but that's a reality. We talked about that before, you know, Ruby Bridges, if you don't know the Ruby Bridges story, that this is our true history. But you think about it, that they were teenagers back then, and they were kids now, but today they're 40 years older.
Yeah. This was violent from what I understand. According to the Pensapedia, they have a story on it that they were actually throwing rocks at windows and people were getting shot at school. I had no idea this happened in Escambia
County.
Well,
what happens, some of the reports are, I knew I actually worked later on when I became an officer because they were older by the time I started there, but I worked with some of those officers that actually were at the schools in those days.
So they were students at the school?
No. They were officers protecting the students.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In those days. And some of the parents came out, and when you think about racism and all that, it's a generational thing.
Sure.
And, people don't hate people till someone tells them to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a learned behavior.
I didn't know that.
It's amazing how children can get along and I have no problem whatsoever, no matter color of their skin. Yeah.
Right. And there's some, I think Dr. Martin Luther King has a story about that where, he was a young child and all of a sudden suddenly thinks something shifts at a certain age. Understand that things are taught. People aren't born innocent. Mm-hmm. And we have different reasons why we wouldn't relate to some people. But generationally, choosing a people group that you don't like, because if you grow up as a kid, you're growing up around your friends. It doesn't matter. You just see them. They could be a nice friend. It could be not a good friend.
Yeah.
But it's because of who they are, not about their ethnicity.
Absolutely.
Because you don't even know as a kid. You don't even know where people come from in regards to their life. I remember we rode the bus. We had the busing situation going. I was going to school. I had no, I mean, I loved all these folks. I went related to them.
Sure.
And, but I had no idea how many social, economic, different backgrounds we were coming from because we were all on the same bus.
Yeah, so you were being bused in from different places.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we have to remember, too, that racism is a spirit.
Yes, it is.
And it's a tool of the enemy to divide us from one another. You know, so we got to understand there's another thing at work. Yes, it is learned, but we wrestle not, Ephesians 6:12, right? Mm-hmm. Against principalities, wickedness. Right. And so you have this thing to contend with.
Right. And it, don't listen, don't let the world define what racism is. Racism is when you, I don't care what race you are, hate someone, feel better than them because just because of the color of their skin.
Sure.
So it can be, you know, African-American towards white Americans towards African-Americans, could be Hispanic. I mean, when I was in law enforcement.
Against themselves.
Boy, yeah. When I was in law enforcement, in my job interview, the one that was recommending me, he said, you know, what is your weakness? I'm like, can't you tell me my weakness? Cause I won't get a job, right? And he says, I'll tell you what it is. He's naive. I'm like, I'm not going to get hired if you tell me I'm naive. But I really was because I was so shocked that even when I went to, you know, part of the area that I policed was, you know, somewhat African American, but then you have different tints. You have a red, kind of a reddish skin,
light skin,
dark skin,
red bone,
light
yeah.
skin. And there was people in that particular community that were feeling better than the others. It's a spirit.
Sure. When it happens comes all races. That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Hispanics, Asians, it's all the same. That, you know, I've experienced it.
Right. And so, you know, it's a spirit like you're talking about. And the only way that it's resolved is when we become the new ethnos, the new nation, which is in Jesus Christ. The two become one. But we think about this. So this happened at Escambia High School. You know, they're known as the Gators today, I believe. And
it was a transition that went all the way to a court proceedings. I mean, this thing went a lot of years into this thing.
And we're going to make it available to you on the torch at VFNKB.com where you can actually see some of that. I think the local paper there is the Pensacola News Journal. Yeah. And you could see some images and pictures of that day and kind of catch in. But the story was never fully told right. And so the ones that were people that were children or teens of that day, they decided they wanted to do a new narrative. They want to finish the story. They want to give a better memory for their children. And we get back from this break, you're going to see where they have, you know, you have the West Side Story. You know, the West Side Story is about, you know, go ahead.
Well, it's about those two gangs, I believe, is pictured in New York, a Hispanic gang and I think it's called Caucasian gang. And they found a way to resolve these issues. But it's a famous, you know,
song. But it's more based on the drama race because, you know, he says, I want to be in America. I want to be in America. And the ladies are talking about, and the song's about, you know, how great it is. And the guys are going, but I don't get a job and I don't get work. And she's going, but yet I get my hair done or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like it's always been around. But think about this. What about having, because it was Pensacola where that took place, the same place that the Brownsville revival took place, actually.
It's actually the west side of Pensacola is where this is occurring.
So it's called the Pensacola West Side Story. You got to see this after the break. You're going to be totally surprised because these who were teens and young people by then, they're now pastors, police chiefs, and leaders in the community. You got to see what they did. It's powerful. And it ended up at Escambia High School. Join us after the break. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us and in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online.
we're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store and or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We just talked right before the break about what was taking place on the Gulf Coast in the 70s and how now, today, and remember when the tragedy took place in Dallas, Texas, when people were marching for their First Amendment rights in Dallas on the streets, and the police officers were protecting them, and all of a sudden a man comes out and begins to shoot and killed
police officers.
Five, I believe it was five, if not more, police officers. It was just tragic that was going on. And what are we going to do? You know, we talked on a couple of days talking about it. T.D. Jakes kind of led a conversation for the nation, if you would. And he's on the air with us. And that, but during that same time, the Pensacola West Side story was taking place. Pastor Ron Latini was heading that. As a matter of fact, let's join him now.
A presidential election year. It became one of the most heated and mean-spirited campaigns in history. Social media became a vicious battleground and wasteland of political hatred. Friends and even family members parted ways. Racial and cultural relations seemed to further erode. Some compared the atmosphere in America reminiscent of the 1960s. When five police officers were gunned down in Dallas, Texas, it awoke the heart of a pastor in Pensacola, Florida.
Our country is in trouble. There is a cancer of hatred that is spreading among many, not all, but many, and there's only one cure for that, and that's the very thing that we celebrated in worship this morning, our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the cure. Yeah.
Pastor Ron Lentini knew it was time to call a friend. But it was an unlikely earthly matchup, as Pastor Ron was an Italian-American, originally from the era of the 1960s racial riots in the streets of Detroit. Pastor James Miller, an African-American pastor and first black police chief of Foley, Alabama, and a direct descendant of a slave brought to America.
We should not just come to church and sing songs and have praises and our world is being torn apart. If we're going to sing about Jesus, we got to learn how to live Jesus.
The first gathering was a powerful beginning of what seemed to be becoming Pensacola's modern-day West Side Story. More gatherings were scheduled. Other pastors of diverse racial and cultural backgrounds joined the fight of faith.
We get together, we unify together, and one day we meet him. Amen.
To be here in a place like this and to look out at those assembled here tonight and seeing different churches, different colors of skin, different ethnicities, different language groups, different denominations represented, this is a small taste of what heaven will be.
As I surrender my will to His will, His kingdom principles become alive in my life.
They prayed. And they believed. Something powerful was emerging. What was formerly a culturally segregated group of congregations was becoming a forged and cohesive spiritual bond between the respective pastors and church members. It was a bond that was heartfelt, authentic, and one that began to have a prevailing presence, glorifying the risen Jesus Christ.
Those that are called by my name, humble themselves and pray. Church, we've got to put our denominational pride aside.
We serve a living God. So, and this is why the purpose that we are here.
We need churches filled with people, filled with the Holy Spirit.
Love me with the love of Jesus. And the only way I can gain that love is to allow the Holy Spirit of God to love through me. Love me with God's love.
Yet this was only the beginning. The local news allowed the story to be told, and a march was scheduled to show what became known as the unity in the community, culminating with a rally at a location, ironically, that was once the scene of hateful racial riots.
I think this is a great movement, and we need to continue it.
Coming together as one in the body of Christ, as God intended us.
I think it's a movement really sent by God. I think God has the right people in the right place and the right thing.
We're going to keep on moving forward. We're going to trust God and follow His leadership for something that I believe could spark an awakening that must come in the body of Christ in this nation. I believe this is the key.
They came and they loved one another. In God's providence and with the anointing of His Holy Spirit, the location, once a scene filled with racial and cultural hatred, was transformed by those who believed into an experience that transcended even themselves.
God has a way for us to become communicators. We can do it with our eyes, we can do it with our voice, we can do it with our feet, but most of all, we can do it with a feeling of love that God passes down through all of us. If we love one another, we don't have to say it. We can just walk the walk without talking the talk. Because God is not listening to our talk anyway. He's listening to our faith in Him. And I believe this day that we have not only started something, we've started a movement in Pensacola, Florida, tell the world you can ready for it.
Churches coming together in neighborhoods, crossing over racial, cultural, denominational lines to come together to express the power of the gospel that truly can break down dividing walls. Because I believe this could be a movement that could catch on and usher in a spiritual awakening among the body of Christ.
This is so awesome. It's just the beginning. This is just the beginning. As a matter of fact, we're going to actually have Pastor Ron Lotini on VFN TV. A lot of these pastors, including Pastor Miller and others.
That's awesome.
The first African-American chief of police in Foley, Alabama. We also had the first African-American chief of police in Pensacola, Florida.
David Alexander.
And it's very significant because it happened in that environment of what took place, you know, in the 70s and beyond. And so this is exciting days. We'll get back from this break. We're going to talk more about this, but I want you to be sure, comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. It's time for us to be united, to stand up. You know, Psalms 133 says how good and pleasant it is to dwell, when brothers dwell together in unity. It's the place of the blessing. It's the place of the commanded blessing. John 17:23, the Lord wants us all to become one, and our unity in Christ Jesus, that's what we have in common. Mm-hmm. In Christ Jesus, all of us coming together with him in the center of it, it's a supernatural witness to people that they're loved by God as much as God loves Jesus Christ himself. Yeah. And this is an awesome unity movement. We're going to have these pastors coming on. We've been talking to Pastor Ron Lotini about this. Also, you know, get ready because we're going to take this thing to the nations.
What's powerful about this as well is that, remember, Dr. King said that the most segregated hour is on Sunday morning.
Right.
And to see the church coming together as one reminds me so much about the time we had at the Father and Son Camping Trip at the Next Step Outback, where every race, every denomination was out there. And also helped me to remember the Promise Keepers days and those conferences that the intentionality they
took. How important it was to look at the logo and see everybody's
hand. To see every race and to see you were identified. There were three shades there, not just two.
Right, right.
You got to include the third shade.
Right.
And so, but
what's the third shade? People don't understand what the third shade
typically
is.
When you have these race conversations, it's always from a white or a black perspective, and they miss a tan perspective, which just includes so many other people. Asians,
yellow,
Hispanics,
red,
Indian,
black, white,
all the others. So it's not just two.
All of them are precious in his sight.
All of them. Yeah. All of them. But that type of sensitivity brings people in so they can actually hear your message.
Right.
You know, and I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Well, you know, God has been laying Pastor Miller on my heart for quite some time, you know, and I was even wondering, is he still pastoring? Yeah. It's been a few years. We were together in the Malachi Mandate. And if you haven't yet gone to fatherandson.org, you see it, fatherandson.org, you can see the 10-year prophecy, which Pastor Ron Lentini told me that he hasn't, it wasn't until the Dallas situation that happened did they even come back together in that kind of relationship.
Oh, wow.
But it was happening during the Malachi Mandate for those 10 years because Pastor Ron Lotini was a part of that. The whole community was a part of that. You can find it at fatherandson.org and look at the unity and the what God was doing. And a lot of those young boys have grown up and are men today. This is an exciting time. God has established these things for a day such as this. And Pastor Ron is being called to carry this to the nation. He wants this in your community. You want it in your community, in your city, in your county, your state, and all that. So we're going to talk more about the future program, but come back after this break, and we're going to tell you so much more. Don't forget to go to fatherandson.org, and also vote. If you haven't went out to vote yet, go to vfnkb.com/vote. That's vfnkb.com/vote. We have voters' guides there for your things to be able to help you out. The ballots are packed with different things in your state and amendments. You need to find out about that and go and vote. November the 6th is the date. You probably have early voting in your state. Vote, vote, vote. This thing is going in a great direction. The nation is. It's an amazing thing, but it happens. Your nation, you have to vote and determine who your leaders
are. You have to participate, but don't just vote. Yeah. Pray before you vote.
Yes.
And then go out and vote.
And go to vfnkb.com/vote and find out how people stand on different values and all. Value voters. Go back and look at all the value voters segments that we did on VFN TV. This TV is so important to educate yourself before you determine who's going to lead you for the next 4 years, who's going to lead you for the next 2 years, who may lead your sons and daughters into battle or keep your sons and daughters out of battle. It's so important. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back. This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
I'm looking at Newsweek magazine, and in a lead article by the famed Somalian writer who's an atheist, Ayaan Hirsi Ali. She actually was a former Muslim who became an atheist. She's brilliant in what she says. She begins her article by saying, "We hear so often about Muslims as being victims of abuse in the West. But in fact, a wholly different kind of war is underway, an unrecognized battle costing thousands of lives. Christians are being killed in the Islamic world because of their religion. It is a rising genocide that ought to provoke global alarm. Instead of falling for for overblown tales of Western Islamophobia. Let's take a real stand against the Christophobia infecting the Muslim world today. Tolerance is for everyone except the intolerant.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
Here we are, yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Man, I'm telling you what, if you missed our earlier part of our program, you've got to see what's going on. The Pensacola
West Side Story.
We're going to have so much more. As a matter of fact, we're going to have Pastor Ron Latini on with us. We're going to have several of the pastors coming together. We're trying to figure out how can we squeeze all this in.
Unity in the community.
Yes, and the most segregated hour. I wish we had that to be able to show you right now.
Dr. King.
Dr. King said it was on Sunday mornings at 11, you know, o'clock in the morning.
It has to come to an end, and I believe it's turning. It has to turn.
Please. I need better music. Anyway, so listen. There's, when we come together, I mean, you look at Revelations chapter 19, 20, something of that nature, when he says, when we're gathered in the presence of God, he says there's people there from every tribe, every tongue, every nation. The word is ethnos. We're related.
That's right.
For eternity.
Eternity.
And if we're not in unity, we're missing part of us. And we need to come together.
That's right.
And when we do that, that's going to be the great. I mean, some people are looking for the answer, and people are trying to segregate people to the answer and segregate for this.
Make everybody conform to one. There is a reason why the God of heaven made everybody different and kept them different. It's okay.
Listen, it's important to begin to pray for these midterm elections.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, listen, as Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence calls us to pray. Pray and vote. Go to VFNKB.com/vote. You're seeing on your screen. Go there now. VFNKB.com/vote and vote. It's so important. I want to pray with you right now, but don't forget to comment below or write to us at friends@VFNKB.com. Mm-hmm. We love hearing from you. Yes. It encourages us and it shows, you know, what's happening here, and also begin to pray for each other in the community. I thank you for those that are seeing people post prayer needs and then praying for each other. That blesses our heart. And that's how it's supposed to work. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just bless our audience. Father God, we pray for unity in your body, God. Lord, we pray for a grace for us all to come together and to appreciate our diversities. Father God, how you created us, the beauty of the bouquet of sounds and looks and just everything, Father God. And we thank you for Pastor Ron Latini and Pensacola's West Side Store. We ask you, Lord, to take it to the nation. And God, dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless. Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this on to this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.